This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Second hour of the program, we got Dr. Jim Fetzer. I'm going to keep him for one more 20-minute segment, and then I'm going to let him go because I got a bunch of stuff to cover. Now, Dr. Fetzer, I wanted to get this one by you. I'm sure you know about this FBI document that was recently released. It's basically the FBI is concerned about the mass spread of such conspiracy theories ahead of the 2020 election. While the document specifically references QAnon, the FBI document then drops a bombshell that the uncovering of real conspiracies or cover-ups involving illegal, harmful, or unconstitutional activities by government officials or leading political figures could further drive the threat. It's a massive awakening about to take place that proves much of what the independent media has been reporting upon over the last several years, but pushes the left even further over the edge. And so Christopher Wray, his little comments about homegrown terror and white nationalists and white supremacist extremism, so forth and so on. This is very alarming stuff.
Well, what I do, Robert, is to take conspiracy theories from theories in the weak sense of speculations, conjectures, or guesses to conspiracy theories in the strong sense as empirically testable explanatory hypotheses like Newton's theory of gravitation or Einstein's theory of relativity or Darwin's theory of evolution. In other words, what I do is to take these things apart systematically and scientifically by bringing experts together on different aspects of these cases with special attention to sorting out the authentic from the inauthentic evidence. For example, with JFK, we discovered that the autopsy x-rays had been altered to conceal a fist-sized blowout to the back of the head, that there was evidence of a second shot to the head, that the home movies had been massively altered. In fact, the original film would have been about 1,000 frames. What we have now is 487. They took more out than they left in, and they changed what they left in. They painted over the fist-sized blowout in the back of the head. I discovered you could actually see it in later frames, that for 347, you can see the fist side blowout to the back of Jack's head.
Fast forward to today with the ability to actually do complete deep fake and then what they can accomplish in an operation in 2019. I mean, the people are such a large percentage are ready to take this narrative and run with it. That was presented to them by the people wearing uniforms on the television and the TV news anchors and so forth.
Well, let me just say, I mean, for 2.5 years, we've had nothing but a conspiracy theory in the weak sense of speculation, rumors, and guesses about alleged Russian collusion with the United States. There was anything to it. It was one of the manifest absurdities of our time. Would you believe that even Google CEO testified to Congress that the total amount of money that Russia invested in affecting our election was $4,700? This was a billion-dollar election. He spends that money on an elaborate buffet for his executives at the company. I mean, this is simply absurd.
And then you've got a Google engineer right on Drudge Report today bragging that they're going to not let Trump win 2020.
I know. Well, listen. Before the midterm, Rasmussen showed Trump's rating was at 50%, that even in the black community, he had 40%. So I was predicting confidently on my own show that he'd take three or four new seats in the Senate and hold the House. Instead, when he lost, it was to me inexplicable until over a year later, Google acknowledged they changed their algorithms and shifted as much as 76 million votes to the Democrats. That's the reason we have all this nonsense in Washington today. It should be a Republican House, but Google interfered. And you're correct. Google is going to continue to interfere. There's no Russian interference. There's Google interference. And there's
got Facebook as well.
And there's Israeli interference. Cynthia McKinney years ago revealed that every member of Congress has to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States, or their money dries up. I mean, it's outrageous. A friend of mine named Gary King, with whom I do a new JFK show, you can find it on 153news.net, where we're doing cutting-edge research and still new revelations are emerging, asked me, did I know how many members of the then-present Congress had not signed the pledge? And I admitted I did not. The answer, he held up one finger of one hand, one member of Congress. And the domination of our media by Zionists is stunning, Robert. Listen,
Hold on. Let me ask you a question when you say this. So with Trump being really, really clicked up very tight with Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likudniks, is this the labor Zionist, kind of the Bolshevik Marxist faction over there in Israel gaining steam? And, because Alex Jones and others make it, they try to basically put Trump and Netanyahu in the same boat by saying they're trying to oust Netanyahu in Israel and trying to oust Trump here. So when you talk about the Israeli, the Walton Mearsheimer level of skullduggery in our system, with Trump having this close relationship with the Likudniks and Adelson and them, are you saying the outside factions there in Israel are, clicked up with the Clintonistas here type thing, or what?
Nothing has bothered me more than Trump's foreign policy in the Middle East. I mean, 9/11 was engineered. Bibi Netanyahu, I'm convinced, was the brains behind the whole thing in order to draw the United States into endless wars in the Middle East, to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. You don't let somebody else do it. This was a Bush thing, use other people's money. Let the United States fight wars for Israel and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. It hasn't played out that way because of the intervention of Russia and Iran on behalf of Bashar al-Assad, who, by the way, is a democratically elected president of Syria. Notice when Tulsi Gabbard exposed that Kamala Harris is a fraud with regard to her prosecutorial attitude and that she's done many things that have been extremely harmful to the black community, they responded by saying she was some kind of Putin puppet or Assad apologist. She's not. She's an honest woman. She's by far, I think, the most reasonable, sensible, intelligent, and a person of integrity among all the Democratic candidates, Tulsi Gabbard. She's a head and shoulders above the others. But I worry about exactly the point you're making, that the Likudniks, although Trump has given them Jerusalem, and although Trump has given them the Golan Heights, and there's a vast repository of natural gas beneath the Golan Heights, Trump has even unfunded the UN organization that provided relief for the Palestinians. These are outrageous acts. They have troubled me profoundly. But the problem is the media is so controlled by the Zionists. I have a panel of 100 executives of CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have another panel of 100 executives from the New York Times, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have another panel from NBC, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. We are massively being affected by a foreign power, but Russia has nothing to do with it.
Sure. I mean, that, especially when you dig into the tech industry and where the surveillance kind of side of the tech house is all being shifted to Israel presently, the computer chips, Intel, all this stuff, so much of it is making its way to the Greater Israel Project as we speak, and so they're going to be the they're going to have the eyes and the ears on basically our entire domain here on planet Earth.
Well, they've already agreement, all raw U.S. intelligence goes through Tel Aviv anyway. I mean, that's been going on forever. It's very, very troubling. I put that very article you're talking about, the FBI document absurdly warning that conspiracy theories are a new domestic terrorism threat. See, they don't want us to be able to figure out what's going on. You can't figure out what's going on if you don't entertain alternative hypotheses. This is where Alex Jones was good. He got people thinking about things from a different point of view. Where he was bad is he never followed through. He never adapted the hypotheses to the evidence. That's where I, as a professional philosopher of science, carry through by bringing together the right logical apparatus to sort these things out. That's what I've done in these books. That's why they're trying to ban these books. These books actually explain what happened at Charlottesville, what happened in Orlando, what happened in Parkland, not to mention JFK, 9/11, and the rest. I mean, that's why I'm recommending, if the American people want to know, they're trying to ban these books. They're trying to turn the United States into a nation of ignoramuses. And because television is such a powerful machine for brainwashing. I had a friend today I spoke with who spent a lot of time in Hollywood. He refers to the television set as a washing machine because it's useful for brainwashing. All those talking heads, the CNN, MSNBC, they're nothing but propagandists. They aren't doing reporting. Well, Blitzer and Anderson Cooper, long known to work for the CIA. Rachel Maddow, I'm convinced, is another. She has taken a massive hit because of the collapse of Russiagate. Trump has been doing good things in exposing the fake media. He's a very complicated guy, and I don't want to give an oversimplified version. He may yet turn out to be a great boon for America, but if he falls on gun control, believe me, that's going to be a catastrophe. So I'm very, very dreading what he's about to say next.
So let me run this past you. The fact that Trump, and this is off of Henry Mackow's site, the fact that Trump is going along with every fake shooting despite his alleged disdain for fake news to suggest that he is fully capable of repeating his executive ban on bump fire stocks to include all semi-automatic weapons, including both rifles and pistols. That betrayal would most likely occur after his reelection in 2020, as it would infuriate a large element of his base and could safely be done then. What do you think about that statement?
I'll tell you this. His life expectancy, if it does this, is going to be very short. That would be such a grotesque betrayal. By the way, that FBI document, I not only put it on my blog, but I embedded a study I did called How to Spot a False Flag, where I go through 15 or 20 of these, and I explain how you can tell whether it's real or fake. So
as soon as I heard about the manifesto, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, the manifesto is bizarre. And he's talking about dividing the country into racial sections. You know, each race gets a different part of the country. And he's saying he's worried about the invasion of immigrants. Well, that's a valid point, see, but I mean, it's intended to be perverted by his performing this act. So you're supposed to feel guilty if you acknowledge that he's right. I mean, How much can we allow?
Well, Mike Adams basically hypothesizes that he's like this manifesto. You know, he said it was written by somebody. It feels like to him that it was much more mature than the individual.
Oh yeah.
That's
This wasn't written by a 21-year-old. And it's rather difficult and complicated to sort it out. I mean, I've been taking a stab at it myself. Well, so I'm having a bloody PhD. Is going to have a problem figuring out this manifesto. It wasn't written by a 21-year-old, and it's a piece of propaganda. I mean, we're being fed all of this nonsense. So it's always it's a joy to come on with you, Robert, I got to say, because you're so sensible and see through this nonsense. Smoke and mirrors on the left and right. Trump is doing us a lot of good, but if he can't fold, he cannot fold on the Second Amendment. That is intolerable. That's a bottom line.
Let me run this past you, because a lot of the listeners might not realize what was going on in D.C. on the 2nd. Ken, roll clip 3.
Gun Sense University is back in session, and I wanted to show a little of the school spirit. Now, keep in mind, it's also going to be 100 degrees in parts of this country today, so not having a tie and a shirt on, just having this is good. But I really did it to send a message, and I want to thank Brenda for that kind introduction.
Okay, go
She's
ahead,
working
stop
hard
it. So,
in Virginia.
So, Dr. Fetzer, on August 2nd in D.C., Everytown, USA, Moms Demand Action, we're having their 2019 Gun Sense University big rally in Washington, D.C. How do you like that timing?
Well, it's just nonsense. You know, it's like that March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. In order to close a street in Washington, D.C., you have to begin the permit process 6 months in advance. They were permitting for that march in Washington, D.C. in September and October, justified on the basis of the recent event at Parkland, which was totally staged. They sent the kids home at 1 p.m. because it was a holiday. They only had about three dozen left behind to be the fake role of student crisis actors. We got a 52-second inside a classroom, and you can see the girls doing their best to cry out as though they were in fear. But one's worried about her bottled water. Another's on her iPod. A kid is pulling his putts. The camera swings along, and you think you've seen a body, but it's a training dummy with no head and no arms on a pool of fake blood. You got people in police uniforms rushing in and out. You think, wow, the Parkland cops are really Johnny on the spot to get there so fast. If you didn't know that Parkland gave up its police force in 2004 to save money, these were all actors. Totally phony, totally fake. Nobody died at Parkland any more than at Sandy Hook, any more than at Orlando, any more than at Charlottesville. That was all fake. Not even Heather Heyer died. And the guy who was driving the car wasn't the guy who was convicted. It was a 32-year-old military veteran who commands a battalion of reservists in Ohio. I've got a whole book about it.
Now, have you seen this big mutiny that's going on at the NRA in the last, number of months?
Well, I knew that.
Well,
Ollie North was a bad guy for this role, that he was going to be a saboteur. So I never had any confidence that Ollie should be the guy who was leading the NRA. Charlton Heston.
Yeah, I was very, very skeptical once Iran-Contra Ali got thrown
right
in the head at the
NRA.
But no, now it's a big thing against Wayne LaPierre. I wanted to run this by you because we're coming up on the end of your time
right,
here.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm looking at the gun manufacturers. There's been a massive slump in gun sales, okay, due to Trump coming in and basically. When Obama, he was the best gun salesman that has ever existed on, for the United States with all of his anti-gun stuff and the skullduggery there. So gun sales really slumped. For some reason, this popped into my head today. I'm like, if you got some of these guys up at the top of the corporate gun ladder, and some of these guys are pretty, could be ruthless individuals, I look at some of them like they might. You got a four guys in black, tactical uniforms coming out, and that could be anybody, Mossad, CIA, FBI, COINTEL types, military, but it could also be corporate kind of guys that would be like, hell, you shoot up a Walmart, and then everybody starts clamoring for the guns, our gun sales are going to spike because everybody's going to get scared. The entire Second Amendment movement's going to get scared and go out and start buying more guns. I think about this now because it's been brought up from time to time. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's good. The more guns, the better off we are. I say when they come for our guns, the time has come to use them. Robert, every American has to get the message. We cannot give up our guns. Dave Hodge noted there were 19 democides during the 20th century. This is a slaughter of whole societies, each of which was preceded by gun confiscation. Don't let America become number 20.
Sure. And like I said, the same clowns that are saying the border should be wide open are the ones trying to take everybody's guns. So with humans, coyotes, drugs, they don't think that guns are going to come across that border. So this is what's so fascinating to me, these people that want an open border, they're the anti-gunner.
Well, what happens to the American people when you let endless floods of refugees into the nation? You're going to have more and more refugees who are living off the backs of the hardworking American taxpayer, and they're getting all the benefits and we're getting nothing. Just listen to the Democrats. They're telling us that every single time they debate.
All right, Dr. Fetzer, thanks for coming on. It was a great conversation. I'll be in touch. Thanks a lot.
You got it, Robert. My pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
It's been on the way now, 94 miles. A lot of people in the neighborhood live with their lives. The people of Brisbane, to me about their blood. They tear it down, before the day could. Tear it down the wall.
All right, we are back. Incendiary Radio on RBN. Hope you enjoy the program. Sorry about the stuff at the beginning, technical difficulties. Now we're going to talk about Patrick Crucius's father, Brian. Okay, interesting stuff. People have been digging into this character. There's been all kinds. Oh, he's a 40-year-old druggie. He's a new age guru type. He's an author. He's all about this energy healing and all this. Ken, let's play this part of clip 7, and there's some interesting little stuff here. There's all kinds of stuff. Go ahead.
Father of the El Paso shooter is Brian Crucius, and big surprise, he's a therapist. Most people seem to be focused on his more recent work as a weird new age yogi kind of guy. However, I'm more interested in his former role, director of dual diagnosis at a psychiatric hospital. So here's an account link to him. Worked at Wisdom Light LLC, former director, dual diagnosis at Timberlong Medical Hospital. The psych hospital was called Timberlawn. It was shut down by the government last year. Children and adults trying to recover from trauma, depression, and other mental conditions have gone to the hospital in East Dallas for help and found danger instead. Here's the Timberlawn Psychiatric Hospital that closed February 16th after safety violations. Colette Real's sister, 37-year-old Brittany Bennett, was known to be suicidal when staff left her alone. She hanged herself on doorknobs that the hospital knew posed a risk. Always the doorknobs with these people. I think this is mentioning some Q bullshit, but it did work for this hospital. So it's a nice little rabbit hole to go down. But yeah, I figured I'd let you guys in on the giant Star of David I came across in my research. Shabbat.com. Oof. There you go, guys.
Okay.
There you go.
So anyway, go ahead, stop it. This Brian Crucius character, you can find him. Well, they're scrubbing his YouTube videos as we speak, okay? And you find these people that are digging in the Wayback Machines and so forth. But basically, when he does his New Age kind of stuff, he's got a huge hexagram behind him, okay? Real big old six-pointed star behind him. I find that fascinating. And so he worked at some psychiatric hospital that's been closed down. And then the kid, you find this kind of overlapping, MO with a lot of these people that are what we would call the patsy here, I guess, or the Manchurian candidate, whatever you want to call them. There's some sort of psychiatric person around them. Remember James Holmes up there in Aurora with the Air Force big heavyweight psychological warfare type person, DARPA level stuff and all that. Just very, very weird. Now, Q dropped 3568 on July 30th. They did a 24-hour false flag alert warning and said be vigilant, know your surroundings, and so forth and so on. Q dropped 3565 July 30th. Pope, there was a tweet from the Pope that said Godfather 3. It's going to be biblical, and that has to do with, when you get into Godfather 3, was Al Pacino was trying to take the Corleone family above water to where it wasn't going to be underworld. It was going to come above water and become a legitimate business family. And they come into this company. They're dealing with Immobiliari, the world's biggest construction firm, and all kinds of things going on there. So pretty fascinating. We're coming up on break. I wanted to talk about this. Colby Covington, this welterweight UFC fighter, okay? Colby Covington, okay? So Colby Covington, CC, 33. Don Trump Jr. and Eric Trump were there to congratulate him and so forth and so on. And it ties in with the Covington kids. It's interesting. You get these overlapping names with the NLP. And I was talking about, what the heck was I talking about last week? Oh, Ratcliffe with the Baltimore rat stuff. This guy now, Ratcliffe, is him and Trump decided he's not going to keep his nomination for the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, because he was being treated so badly. And then people on the left part of the spectrum are speculating that he's got some dirt going back and so forth and so on. But Colby Covington, Don Jr. and Eric Trump were there at his win. And then he takes this phone call from the president, okay? And it's all, this, and he wears this Make America Great hat and has an American flag as part of his shtick. Kind of interesting. I just thought that was pretty fascinating. And let's see here. Texas Lieutenant Governor telling Antifa to stay out. Now, there's some speculation here that Antifa is, people are saying on their sites, and I haven't verified this, that they're going to be showing up to take over El Paso at the border and it's going to be a big riot and so forth and so on. So we will resume when we come back. Last half hour coming to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Okay, we're back. Last half hour of the program coming your way. So, Ken, get clip six ready. Now, this is in the last few weeks. This is Ilhan Omar. This is how coordinated this stuff is. Okay? They give these people talking points, knowing in the background that there is going to be, as I'm over on Jim's stone site now. Heads up, they're desperate and dangerous now. Prepare for an endless barrage of absolutely horrific false flags, some of it which will involve actual deaths. So swamp critters are going to finally start being arrested. The FBI labeling investigators as terrorists after the New York Fire Department's officially stated that they know the government lied about 9/11. And they know explosives were used, and that explosives brought the buildings down, and they subsequently demanded the investigations be redone after Trump got people in that actually might do it for real. The FBI panicked and now needs an enormous pile of terror attacks pinned on the public to justify shutting everyone up who showed up at this latest shooting, the FBI, while it was hot. Go figure. You know, we know that FBI fake bombings incorporated. Well, it should be FSI too, fake shootings and, you know, counter, you know, synthetic terror shootings incorporated. Anyway, conspiracy theories or terror line is only to cover those who fear being executed for treason, starting with the FBI. You know, this FBI has been running, some heavy, heavy operation. Remember that New York Times article, about, you know, all the people that they suckered into these operations a long time ago, where they set up patsy after patsy, these dummies, to then so the FBI could bust them, you know, look like heroes, keep their funding, all that good stuff. But anyway, so let's listen to Ilhan Omar and her talking points. Go ahead and play six.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
He's launching a blatantly racist attack on four duly elected members of the United States of House of Representatives, all of whom are women of color. This is the agenda of white nationalists. Whether it is happening in chat rooms or it's happening on national TV, and now it's reached the White House garden. He would love nothing more than to divide our country based on race, religion, gender, orientation, or immigration status.
Because okay, go ahead and stop it there. But that's exactly what the Marxist Bolsheviks are doing. That's what's hilarious. So basically, it's Alinskyite projection onto the person, the enemy. Well, that's exactly your divide and conquer game plan. And when, you know, to take over the complete levers of power, and then you can do your disarmament, start the Red Terror, the gulags, and so forth. Now, this could be, you know, this kid, and let me stop here for a second. This kid with the Dayton thing, this Connor Betts. Okay, so up on the Drudge Report, you saw this picture, and it was a kid, and it was allegedly the shooter. Okay, he was wearing a hoodie, and it was from a band called the Acacia Strain. It's a metal band. Okay, metalcore is what they call them. Okay. And so this guy, Jim Heath, okay, a reporter down there, suspect in Dayton shooting, was wearing shorts with a black sweatshirt that read, "No heart to fear, no soul to steal." The slogan is believed to be from a hateful and vengeful song called Ramirez by the Acacia Strain, a metalcore band. Now, I don't know if that Ramirez was named for the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, or not. I don't listen to Acacia Strain. I know people that do, but let me, while we cannot find the piece of merch in question at the time of publishing, the slogan comes from the song Ramirez off of 2010's Wormwood, okay? So that's fascinating, Wormwood, from the Book of Revelation, which translates Chernobyl. And this is from Metal Injection, the website, okay? So here's some of the lyrics from this song, Ramirez. Hail Mary the virgin whore, I can't effing take this anymore. Hail Mary with the broken face, you name the time, I'll name the place. I want to tell her I felt it in my heart, but I have no heart to feel. I want to tell them I know who sold my soul, but I have no soul to steal. I believe that hell is real. Hell is other people. I am a burning building. You can't save me. And so the Acacia Strain guys all are whining, saying, oh, we would never, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, a lot of this metal lyrics are very, very dark and violent. So back to the Gateway Pundit real quick. The Ohio mass shooter, a self-described pro-Satan leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren and Antifa, allegedly wore satanic patches on his clothing, and they have photos up on Gateway Pundit. Update, mass shooter counter bets, a Liz Warren supporter, hated Trump, Twitter profile included, he, him, anime fan, metalhead, leftist, I'm going to hell, and I'm not coming back. Okay? Kind of interesting. You know that Chakrabarty character, Psychot Chakrabarty character that left AOC's staff and it caused a big hoopla online and so forth. Jim Stone was saying that maybe he's getting out of there because they know that things are about to go hot and so forth and so on. I can't speculate on that. But I wanted to get into this. Ken, get clip one ready. This is Candace Owens with Paul Joseph Watson, okay? And I'm going to let you listen to the beginning of Miss Owens' podcast. Now, she claims to be this big, hardcore conservative and, you know, Republican. And, you know, she was with Turning Point USA. Now she's with PragerU, okay? But listen to her talk and see if she's somebody that you would even trust. See if she's a person that even believes in the First Amendment, okay? See if she, you know, because she was a leftist and then she jumped on the right and became this darling, okay? Because there's not that many black females on the right and so forth and so on. And so, but listen to her when she starts this podcast. Go ahead and hit clip one.
Okay, guys, we are rolling into another episode of the Candace Owens Show, and today I would like to talk about social media censorship, sort of the rise of social media censorship. The operating theory is that they are censoring people that are white supremacists, and of course, who would disagree with that? You're a white supremacist, I don't want to see you on the internet. If you're perpetuating white supremacy, it probably is a good thing not to allow you onto their platforms, but is that the truth? I don't think it is, because I've certainly been suspended, although my accounts were restored, and I don't think I fit the bill for a white supremacist. Here to talk with me about all of this is Mr. Paul Joseph Watson.
Okay,
welcome
stop
to the
it,
Candace
Ken.
Owens Show.
Thanks for having me on, Candace. Good
Go
to
ahead,
be
stop
here.
It. It's and get clip two ready. Now, did you listen to that? So, I don't have a First Amendment right. If I have a spouse of you that she doesn't like, she doesn't care about the First Amendment. Did she talk about the Black Hebrew Israelites? Did she talk about the Nation of Islam? Did she talk about the Five Percenters, the Morris Science Temple, any of the black supremacist cults? No, it's only white supremacy, you see. All the black supremacist cults out here that consider the black man God and white men Edomites or cave dwellers or all the rest of the, you know, epithets that they say about whites, they're tolerable, what have you. But it's all about white supremacy. You see how they feed right into the zeomatrix of going after whitey, okay? This is what it is. You know, even Jim Stone on his site, right at the top, they're coming after the white race now with tons of fake white terror so they can wipe out forums and blogs with the new FBI statement. The conspiracy theories are terrorism, and that is how they're going to take the nation to hell in 2020. Walmart shooting questions no one's asking. How many cameras are in Walmart? How did this shooting continue for 20 minutes? Okay? And then people go on. You can see that there. But now I'm going to play you a video from Vice, and this is like, you know, a little while back. And this is this black guy, Let Lee Explain, okay? Why Facebook's ban on hate speech won't work, okay? But let's listen to a little bit of it, and you'll hear similar things from this guy. Go ahead.
Finally, the good white folks at Instagram and Facebook have decided to ban white nationalist and white separatist content from the platform, just like they were already doing with white supremacy. And I'm here to explain why that might not actually work, at least not immediately. And if you don't believe me, just read the Facebook comments under this video. You know what's funny, though? Is that white nationalism is like the light beer of white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? It's like half the carbs, all the flavor. You know? No laughs, eh? All right, tough crowd.
I laughed. I chuckled earlier when I saw it.
You have to laugh here. They need to hear you laugh. Just last month, our colleagues at Motherboard made national headlines after breaking the story that Facebook has finally decided to treat white nationalism and white separatism in the same way it does white supremacy. Let's clap it up for Jason and Joseph. Way to go. Now boo white nationalism. Wow, you guys really seem to like white nationalism. Facebook has been struggling with the spread of racism on its platform for a while. The Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia was organized in part through Facebook, and the original event page was only taken down the day before the rally itself took place. And the terrorists responsible for murdering 50 people at two mosques in New Zealand last month streamed the shooting live on Facebook and was also reportedly linked to a white nationalist group on the platform. And while white supremacy has been banned on Facebook for a while, white nationalism and white separatism weren't. But last month, the company laid out its new efforts to moderate its more than 2 billion users and protect them from hate speech. And it's going to be complicated. Moderators are beginning to remove, and in some cases ban, posts, photos, memes, groups, and any other content that references white nationalist and white separatist sentiments. Facebook will also send any users who search for or try to post to white nationalist, white separatist, or white supremacist groups a pop-up window directing them to the website of a nonprofit organization called Life After Hate that helps people to leave hate groups. Not only that, but the company is also in the process of creating algorithms to make use of machine learning to detect and remove this content in addition to the human moderators who are attempting to implement these new policies. The algorithms will be given keywords and phrases to look for, and in theory, when they spot them, they'll stop the racist from posting. But spotting hateful language isn't always as simple as buzzwords and key phrases. White nationalists and separatists often hide behind coded language and dog whistles. Phrases like, "I'm a proud white nationalist," are easy for an algorithm to catch. But when people use words or phrases with racial and nationalistic undertones that aren't technically racist, it will fall on the human moderators, who in some cases have 30 seconds or less with a given post, to determine whether the content rises to the level of overt hate speech. Which is to say that if AI and a team of moderators are the first and last line of defense against the propagation of hate speech and racism on the world's largest social media platform, Facebook is basically engaging in the technological equivalent of Where's Waldo? And while protecting people from hate speech in an effort to build a safe global community is important, where's the distinction being made between protecting people from harmful content online and simply censoring those you don't agree with? And just because racists are being banned from Facebook, it doesn't mean that they don't exist anymore. Racism isn't a new problem in this country. It's about as American as apple pie, and algorithms won't end it. And what I expect we'll see are these communities coming together and organizing elsewhere, like on the ever-popular and ever-toxic sites 4chan and 8chan. Still, it's probably better to force racists to the asshole of the internet than letting them find a spot on its front page.
All right, so you see where they're going here. I mean, it's how sick is all this? Now, here's from Mashable.com. I saw this. Why the hell is 8chan still online? Okay. So basically, this is from 8 hours ago. There's no reasonable argument in 2019 for 8chan's continued existence on the internet. Just look at the recent history. QAnon, an alarming and deeply absurd conspiracy theory, blew up there. When reports surfaced in 2018 that Louisiana police possessed a full list of Antifa documents, actually just the names of anti-Trump were scraped from petitions and Facebook events, 8chan was found to be hosting the same list. Then there are the mass shootings, the angry hateful men allegedly behind the 28, 19 shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand, Poway, California, and most recently El Paso, Texas, all used the site to promote their activities. So you see how they're going after 8chan by having the Patsy allegedly post stuff there. You see how then they can go after the entire platform. The El Paso suspect apparently shared an entire twisted manifesto. See that? Now, the former senator here, Claire McCaskill, who got beat by Josh Hawley, Missouri senator, who's actually going after big tech, she posted this today at 8:27 a.m. The shooter's manifesto includes send them back and fake news. Any Republican patriots in Congress who will speak up now? Ask the president to stop the talk that divides us. Anyone? Okay. And so he drew directly from Trump's lexicon, employing the modern language of hate. You see how this is going, though, folks? So now this is a multi-pronged attack. I mean, it's brilliant. These bastards are brilliant, and they never rest. But we have to realize what they're doing, okay? And now I got to give Alex Jones some credit. His show today, they pretty much, him and this Tom Papert guy, pretty much hit it out of the park, and I'm going to play a little bit of it. Ken, start that first segment. This is from today's Alex Jones show.
2 days after Alex Jones predicts that false flags are going to be carried out and blamed on the QAnon movement and American patriots, lone gunman Patrick Crucius is arrested for the El Paso massacre. His social media page, My Life, was changed to say that he was a follower of QAnon, and his designation as a registered Democrat was changed to Republican. The first reports from El Paso police and the El Paso mayor were that there were multiple shooters. Eyewitnesses claimed to have seen multiple shooters dressed in black.
What else did you see? Did you see people running out, that kind of thing?
I even saw the guy with the gun. I saw him twice.
What did he look like? Was he dressed
in Anglo? About 6 foot. He had an AK-47.
Was he dressed in, like, military?
All black. He had a mask. He can see his eyes.
¿Cuántos de esas pienso que vio?
Tres o cuatro personas.
But before the end of the day, without any investigation, Patrick Crucius was named as the lone gunman, white nationalist, and linked to the 8chan board where the QAnon movement resides. And El Paso police Sergeant Cardenas even sent out a photograph to social media of the suspect sitting in the back of the squad car with his name and date of birth.
They're going to have Antifa launch attacks, but how are they going to counterbalance that and make it look like there's a violent Republican opposition? And just as sure as dead people push daisies, I sat out on my back porch for an hour drinking iced tea, and a light bulb went boop, Q, 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 Q. So along comes the Q movement that I've now learned was the answer to InfoWars. We're a populist, pro-America, out-in-the-open movement that isn't a cult. We don't have meetings. I just promote ideas and things, and people listen and check them out. Let's see if you have Q. It can put out the breadcrumbs. It can say what's going on. It can show you this, show you that, and then, oh, you have a relationship with the president, and you've got all these people believing they have a relationship with the president, including sheriff's deputies and Broward County police put Q on and then went, and when the vice president got off a plane, so that's their proof. Look, Q's legitimate because they were next to Mike Pence. And I was just thinking about, man, Antifa's getting ready to launch more terror attacks. How are they going to launch these attacks that have the media cover it up, but then act like it's part of a civil war? They're going to need some type of right-wing group that they can cut out and blame. But because libertarians and Christians and conservatives know not to be offensively violent, because we're law-abiding and because we understand they're trying to set us up, we've never taken the bait, even when Antifa attacks us. But if you've got a Q movement, it's perfect to have globalist informants and foundation operatives and deep staters that are in the FBI particularly. Go out, reach out, wind up people believing they're working with the president to attack a dam or to go kill the Gambino crime boss or to kill their brother with a sword or whatever. And it just becomes this giant cauldron now because they identify with it. They can then be set up, and then that can be the excuse to see, oh, it's not just Antifa. No, Q did this.
10 years ago, Alex Jones and others covered the leaked secret state police report that designated libertarians and patriots as terrorists.
Remember, it was a big deal when we got the secret documents 10 years ago from the FBI, from the federal marshals, from the state police. The federal marshals got it from the FBI. And people said it was fake. And they said, no, it's real. Alex Jones broke secret state police report. Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians, veterans, you name it, as terrorists.
And now, 10 years later, this has become the mainstream narrative.
Well, here it is. This is Yahoo, top of Yahoo, exclusive. FBI document warns conspiracy theories are new domestic terror threat. And it says, you know, the belief in the world government, belief in the new world order, all this. QAnon, a shadowy network that believes in deep state conspiracies. And they go on and say, oh, conspiracy theory is now associated with terror. And, oh, look, QAnon tried to, you know, attack the Hoover Dam, whether that's true or not. And man suspected of killing Gambino, mob boss, drew QAnon symbol in his hand. This poor guy thought federal marshals were going to let him go and Trump was going to pardon him.
In Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government proposed killing innocent Americans as a false flag operation to justify a war with Cuba. Is it a conspiracy theory to suggest they might consider it again? Is it a conspiracy theory to notice how Patrick Crucius' father, Brian, is a mental health therapist who once held the position of the faculty director of DAPA psychiatric programs in Dallas, Texas? Are you a terrorist for asking these questions?
I'm up here. I'm a real guy. 25 years on air. I have no credit. I'm not even just chop liver. Well, the president tweets your stuff. That's not Q level. In fact, the president's not even Q level. There's an alien above him that's Q. It's all just a bunch of delusional crazies wanting to be part of something special. When you're already part of America, you're already part of getting Trump elected, you're already a patriot.
Lo and behold, less than 24 hours after the brutal massacre, the Southern Poverty Law Center links the shooter to an 8chan manifesto, as well as naming Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones as influences. And when it is pointed out that their lone gunman is a registered Democrat, his social media is changed to say that he is a Republican. Is it a coincidence that Alex Jones has been banned from social media before all of this? The best way to destroy your opposition is to control it. And at the bare minimum, the left is certainly not letting this terrible crisis go to waste. As we are called terrorists for asking questions, the radical left is using it to demonize President Trump and all American patriots. Ask questions while you still have a voice, or get what you deserve. For InfoWars.com,
okay,
this is Greg Reese.
There, Ken. Thank you very much. Okay, folks, we're going to go into the next hour a little bit. Ken and I talked off air, and so I got a few more things to cover. So if you're still awake, stay with us. We're going to go to the next hour just a little bit. Now, this is up on Veterans Today, Robert David Steele. And we'll read a little bit of this, and I got a little bit more of that video that I want to play after the top of the hour, folks. Stay with us. Third hour coming up. We're just going to go in for a few more minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention, that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.